Newcastle's Hit 106.9 with Nick, Jess and Ducko. And tomorrow night, he's here and he's coming clean. He's performing at the Civic, the very funny, legendary Mr. Arj Barker. Good morning, mate.
What's up, guys?
Oh, Arj, I'll be honest with you. We wanted to clear something up straight off the bat, if you don't mind, sir.
No,
you're good. You're good. I think it's on our team. So we are currently doing what we call live reads for you. They're like, you know, commercials that
ads.
We read out. Ads, exactly.
Yeah, sure.
And the first line of the ad is Australia's funniest comedian, Arj Barker's coming to town. Did you become an Australian citizen in the past year or so? Because we always thought you were American, sir.
Well, I am American, that's true.
Yeah.
But as far as being in this country, I'll just say this. My paperwork's in order.
Okay. We've got to clear something up here.
I'm more concerned about the funniest comedian in Australia. I just want to make it clear I never said that. I think I'm comfortably in the top five.
Okay. You're nearing the top.
Bit of pressure if they say you're a number one funny comedian in this country, Arj.
Yeah.
I'm not. Well, I personally didn't say that, so I don't necessarily write these things or send them to you. So, anyway, that's a nice compliment. Whoever said that?
Totally.
Now you got the show Comes Clean. What exactly coming clean about?
Well, you know, I just kind of open up, and in fact, in all my shows, more and more each show that I do, I think I try to open up and be more honest and stuff. And in this show, really, I think I've hit almost a peak of how honest it is, because really I'm going to open up about my failed marriage, my interest in UFOs, and just, you know, I'm not really worried about what people, and I think that's natural as you get older, you care less and less what other people think about you.
Yeah, the filter sort of dissipates.
I'm loving it, you know, so it just feels good. And that also taps into a stronger vein of comedy. You know, there is something to that whole thing, the more truthful it is. But having said that, there's a lot of goofy stuff, and I always go for the laughs. It's never been about learning at my show.
Good, good.
I wouldn't mind learning about...
Or hearing a positive idea. I love that. But that's never number one. Number one is always about you know, laughing and it being funny. Number one, that's what people want to come. They want to come laugh. Yep. Everyone needs a laugh at this point, maybe more than ever our lives. And so, I got to admit, I'm extra excited about that show because the shows at the Civic are always like special. Like, I mean, the energy that the crowd brings is something else.
So we love to laugh.
I feel like this one might be even better because of what we've all been through. So I don't know. I'm pretty fired up.
Is the Newcastle crowd at the Civic, Arj, are they vocal? Like, do you get a lot of hecklers here?
No, not really. I've always found them to be very well, you know, well-mannered, and they just sort of let me do my thing. But as far as vocal, I mean, they laugh loud. Also, obviously, being a beautiful theater, and really no bad seats because it's the way it's designed as a good theater. It's, you know, everyone's reasonably close to the stage.
Yeah.
With the two levels, it's just fantastic. And no, I would say in all the years I've been there, I have a pretty good memory for these things because, you know, they're traumatic. But I think I remember a single heckler many years ago from in the upper story. And he said, it didn't last very long. He said, "You're shit." And I said, "Well, these other guys don't seem to think so." And then kind of turn the audience against him, which is it.
Classic.
I didn't invent that, but it does work. And then he went away, I guess. But I think he was just trying to have some fun. A lot of times if someone heckles, even though I don't really prefer it, because I'd rather just do my show, to be honest. And I work hard to put it together. So any sort of interruption can kind of ruin my flow for a minute. You know, I'll recover and I'll deal with it. And if I have to, you know, deal with it, I will. But usually a lot of times if someone yells something, even if it's negative, they often will say, I'm just kidding. Or I'll get it on a really nasty message on like Instagram or something. And, then I might say, okay, well, thanks for your input or something, you know. I'm trying to escalate it. And then they're like, I'm just kidding, mate. I love you. You're funny. You're my favorite comedian. And so, you know, there is a weird thing where a few people feel like insulting you is a way to get maybe to meet you or something. I don't know. But anyway, look, that's a small thing. Because for the most part, it's just pure positivity. People coming out, we're having a great time.
Oh, great. Well, tell us about UFO expert you mentioned back there. How far
I never
this
use the word expert. I would say I'm
enthusiast.
have access to the same information that most people do, although a lot of people don't, you know, choose to take the deep dive, you know, to really get out there and dig into YouTube.
2 a.m. YouTube internet. Searches, Aj.
Rabbit hole.
Yeah. And to differentiate between rubbish and the actual excellent cases that exist. Are you considered a Central Coast there? I don't want to.
Oh, we're just north of the Central Coast. We kind of kiss it, but
there's sort of the gum on our shoe.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
But if you go down, if you've been to like Gosford, Terrigal, is it Terrigal? Yep. They've had a wonderful like multi sighting UFO event. Again, not being an expert, I'm not sure, but I think it was in the 90s, maybe. Lots of sightings. A lot of people saw this one craft hovering over the water. Like the bay or something, and just sucking up. It looked like it was just sucking up, you know, thousands of gallons of water, and a lot of people saw that, including law enforcement, and it's incredible cases. So the point I make at my show is that most people don't know. They don't even scratch the surface. They just write it off, or they go, oh yeah, UFOs, those are weird. But when you really look into it, and you go, wow, that's a real subject. That's when it gets exciting, and that's what I try to convey in my show. Again, always with a good laugh coming up in mind, because we never want to
go too deep.
We never want to mistake why we're there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Totally. Arj, we just started following on Instagram, actually, at Arj Barker, of course. And I'll be honest, I was very surprised, and I did a couple of double takes. I'm like, have I got the right Arj Barker? Because your last, 10 to 15 posts appear to be beautiful photographs of different birds.
Oh, well, you know, I like to photograph nature in general, but I do find that birds are everywhere you go. There's birds. I go to the park. There's birds. You go on a hike. There's birds. I'd love to photograph all sorts of animals.
Well, your bird shots are beautiful, but I wanted to ask, only
good
a few
challenge.
Weeks ago, the superb fairy wren named Bird of the Year for 2021.
Big controversy.
Big controversy. Beating out the tawny frogmouth, which had our vote.
Yeah.
What'd you make of the superb fairy wren?
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't even.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry
for the bad news.
I don't like follow bird news. I'm not like I'm far from an expert. In fact, a lot of times I just make up names when I photograph a bird.
Oh, okay. Maybe you've captured the superb fairy wren and didn't even know it.
Like, that's a red-chested Google eye, you know, or something.
Oh, birds have the best names. I mean, you're a man of many talents online.
Yeah, you are.
On Twitter, I've seen you do some lost and founds.
many hobbies, you know. I'm a man of many hobbies, you know. I find as I get older, I really enjoy diving into something I don't really understand and trying to learn. And that's that early learning in a new area that's so exciting, because you go from knowing nothing to knowing quite a bit, you know, if you dive in.
Do you have a fun bird fact you'd like to share?
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't know anything about birds.
He just likes taking photos
pretty.
Of birds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
did you know that birds were descended directly from, everyone knows this probably, but they're from dinosaurs. They're like,
yeah, no, we knew that one. I thought you dug deeper.
Well, I know. I've told you I'm crap, but
okay,
he said
I'll say
number one. Okay,
we'll enjoy the photography and we'll stop asking questions about birds.
It moves like a dinosaur, like a velociraptor,
yeah.
Jerky walk, you know. So that's a little subtle tip that I threw in for your listeners.
Thank you.
While we're on it, Arj, not that sure you want to be, but have you ever seen a bat walk? They're disgusting. Like when they sort of crawl along with that, they look like vampires.
Well, famously, yeah. Again, no one's really digging up any real new information here, but I don't think I've seen one walk. I've seen a koala walk, and that's sort of disturbing and strange.
Have you seen an owl's legs? They're
gross.
You know, they're
so
like
thin.
Hidden under the feathers. Yeah,
yeah,
they're really thin and
weird
looking.
They're cute. Yeah, they're cute. They look like they're wearing spants.
Yeah,
they look like our co-host Gilly.
Like little clam digger shorts.
Yes,
or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I want to dig down again on. I did a bit of a deep dive on your Twitter thread and saw that in Melbourne you were doing New Material Mondays at a venue.
Well, that's not true. Actually, we moved it to Tuesday. It's called Safe Space, and it's a
idiot Gilly.
I think it had a different name before. I can't even remember what it was. Well, I used to call those shows Keeper or Crapper. I've over the years always do new material nights in small venues, because that's just a way for me to let loose and just mess around, throw stuff out there.
Yeah.
And because I'm not going to come to like the Civic Theater and just experiment too much with my material, because you know that's the time to deliver. In my, for the way I do things, when I go on the tour for the bigger venues, that's the time to deliver a polished show. You
yeah.
know,
yeah. Really all on. The keepers, there, no crappers.
There's moments of improv for sure, because that's part of it. But generally speaking, I have a solid show plan, you know, to deliver. But how do I get that show? You know, I got to mess around. So often on when I'm in town on Tuesday, we do this. It's only about 100 seater in this beautiful, it's called The Basement here in Melbourne.
And it's a great spot.
And we just do a, you know, and some friends come down. Hughesy's constantly coming down. He can't get enough. And we just mess around and try out our new stuff and work on it and tweak it and mess around. And everyone comes for a good vibe. But generally, for all my shows, I just want that good vibe now, you know. I'm not trying to create any kind of necessarily friction. Just,
yeah.
Like, just good,
just
good
fun.
Vibes.
I feel like that's what
people need right now, to be honest.
But with the new material day, whatever day it ends up landing on, it could even be a Wednesday. Yeah. But like, how many audiences do you have to test a gag or a bit on before you go, that one's on the pile? That's done.
Oh, well, I could tell pretty quick. Most of the time I could tell pretty quick if it's like a worth working on or if it's going to be a difficult one to get over the line. So yeah. There's some that you go, oh, okay, well, that definitely is going to be a great joke, but I just need to fix it up, maybe trim a bunch of fat off it, you know, make it more clear, all that stuff. But you can just kind of tell if there's like a promising premise in there, like I feel like I can. And then yeah. There's other ones where, you know, I've been trying to throw them out occasionally for years, and I just can't quite seem to like figure out how to make them solid. You know, I lose half the audience each time. Or there's one joke I have that I won't really tell the joke, but I'll explain it. I just talk about how much money I lose. You know, I'm really careless and dropping money all the time. I don't use a wallet.
And oh, I like physically about, dropping
yeah.
the money?
Yeah, physically losing $200 to $300 cash a
week.
Oh,
my God.
Who has that much cash on the
just
marshal?
Just follow Arj Barker around Melbourne. He'll be dropping 50s left, right, and center.
I know, I am. But the other thing is that I'm extremely lucky, and I probably find between, you know, $100 and $200 a week just on the ground, like just next to me. I'll look down.
It's your
like
money that you dropped the day before.
You're going in a circle. Wait, this is what he's working up to, I think.
That's it. You got it. You got the joke.
Oh, I'm really lost like in the story.
One. So you see,
really
Jez,
like
you couldn't go to a show.
It's like so dumb, but I've always found that joke just a little shy of being worthy for one of my new tours.
Oh, we liked it.
That was good. That was good. Probably better without three idiots interrupting halfway through.
They're like, what? They're like, why are you losing so much money? And I go, don't worry, I find a lot of money. And I think it's a good thing. It's just I like jokes where I'm dumb. And the audience gets it, but I don't. You know, it's almost the reverse.
Love
thing.
That.
That is funny.
That's like our whole motto for our show.
Yeah.
we're dumb is fun.
He is playing, of course, tomorrow night at the Civic Theatre. Self-described as one of the top five comedians in this country.
Top five.
We'll
change that ad that we read, Arj.
Yeah, thank you so much. Nick, Jess, and Duncan.